Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of North Korea and Red China. Nations out of the Far East have plans to destroy America. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes with the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Rocket Man is at it again. North Korea is threatening a sensational event to bring an end to America. Braggadocious, or is he just really meaning he's putting something together to do that?
I think, Jimmy, it's little Rocket Man is feeling neglected, I would say, these days. Just this past week, he blew up the North-South Korea Friendship House right at the border there. Now he's rattling his sword. You know, they're at the 70th anniversary of the Korean War, which, by the way, has never ended. There was a ceasefire, but not an end to the Korean War. So he's talking again about the ability of inflicting tremendous damage on the United States as well as South Korea. He's trying to get the attention of President Trump. He's hoping for another summit, and I think that ultimately is what these threats are all about.
And at the same time, Ken, it looks like China is preparing an EMP Pearl Harbor-type attack on America. Is there any truth to that report?
This is something that the Chinese have been talking about in their military journals and amongst their military experts for close to 30 years. They understand the vulnerabilities of the United States to electromagnetic pulse attacks. These are attacks that basically wipe out computer chips. The electromagnetic pulse, the EMP pulse, is generated by a low-yield nuclear warhead, and that will then knock out all of the computer chips in the area that it hits. And if you detonate it 200 miles up in the air, a single low-yield nuclear weapon could take down the entire eastern half of the United States from New York to the Mississippi. They talk specifically about hitting U.S. aircraft carriers with EMP weapons. That is something I think that is far more realistic than a massive EMP attack on the American homeland. It would hit a U.S. aircraft carrier if they felt that we were coming too close to helping either Hong Kong or Taiwan in their efforts to break free from communist China.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the plans of North Korea and Red China to destroy America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report helps us to understand the desires of Far Eastern nations to destroy America. Though the Bible does not mention either North Korea or Red China by name, it does refer to these two militarily powerful states as the kings of the East there in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. What is unfolding today is a precursor of prophecy being fulfilled in the upcoming tribulation period, the 7 years leading up to the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...